Stop 5, Thorpe Lane.
The Ivanhoe pub, just a little further along Melton Road, gets its name from the Sir Walter Scott novel of the same name. Sir Walter is said to have visited Sprotborough and took inspiration from the area when writing Ivanhoe, using Conisbury Castle as part of the backdrop to his novel. The opening lines to the novel reflect the beauty of the Don Valley.
In that pleasant part of merry England, which is watered by the River Don, there extended in ancient times a large forest covering the greater part of the beautiful hills and valleys which lie between Sheffield and the pleasant town of Doncaster.
We are heading right down Thorpe Lane.
The area, and almost all of the land around it, was owned by the Fitzwilliam family for many years. Sir John Fitzwilliam erected a cross next to the church during the reign of Henry VIII of England. Into the cross were carved these lines.
Whoso is hungry and likes to eat, let him come to Sprotborough for his meat. And for a night and a day, his horse shall have both corn and hay, and no man shall ask him when he goeth away.
St Mary's Church is at the bottom of Thorpe Lane. This Norman church was constructed in 1170. There is a Saxon inscribed stone built into the chancel's outer wall, though this is of interest rather than evidence of an earlier church. It may be a fragment of a Saxon cross. The church has been radically altered, and little of the original masonry can be seen. The nave was extended, and the tower was built in 1360. The two upper stages of the tower were rebuilt in 1478 by the will of Sir William Fitzwilliam. Finely carved heads by the small door leading to the tower are said to represent St John and St Peter. The tower clock was installed by Lady Gertrude Copley in memory of her husband, Sir Godfrey, who died in 1709. You may like to visit the church before continuing on with the trail. Thank you.